We are in Masechet Pesachim, Dav Daled Amud Bet. So the Gemara told us at the end here, the famous phrase, Mideoraita bebitul be'alma sagile. Mideoraita bitul is enough, and therefore bedikat chametz essentially is the Rabbanan, and hemnu Rabbanan v'derabbanan. So therefore, the testimony of the Nashim, Ktanim, Avadim, they are believed in this case because it's a matter of the Rabbanan, and therefore, and the reason for that is because Midoraita bebitul be'alma sagila. Let's see Tosfot. Tosfot divura matril Midoraita bebitul be'alma sagi. Pirish bakuntres, Rashi says, Midichtiv tashbitu, veloktiv tevaaru. Rashi says, where do we see in the Torah bitul? That's the question here in Tosfot. You're telling me that bitul is midoraita. Where does it say that in the Torah? Rashi says, from the fact that the Torah uses the word tashbitu. Since it uses the word tashbitu to tell me to get rid of the chametz, it could have said tevaaru. It didn't say tevaaru. Tevaru would mean to burn the chametz. Since it uses the word tashbitu, alma hashbata belevhi. We see that the pasuk is referring also to hashbata belev, to nullify it in our heart. Hashbata belev. V'kasheleri, the Ri asks, dehai hashbata Havarahi velo bitul. The Ri is asking on Rashi, what are you saying? How are you telling me that from the word tashbitu, we see that you do, that means bitul? That's not the word, that's not what the meaning of hashbata is. The meaning of hashbata is actually havara. It means to burn, and not bitul. Where do we see that? What's the proof to that? The Tanya Bishmatin. Yosef, what does the Tanya Bishmatin mean?
Tanya Bishmatin,
Rabbi? Yeah, the Tanya Bishmatin. What does that mean?
Like the Brayta says in our sugya.
In our sugya, very good. In our sugya, later on Daf Hey, we have a Brayta. Over there, we're going to be
You have a reference to that? To that in your Gemara? I have an old Gemara. I'm not sure.
I'm using old Gemara. There's no reference, but that's what the words Bishmatin means. Bishmatin.
I only saw it because I saw it later, but
so that's a good way to see it. That's a very good way. How do you think anyone else saw it? Right, Yosef? Right? We sure hope that those who make the sources that they saw it first before they wrote the source. So very good. Later on Daf Hey, we're going to learn a Braita that quotes Rabbi Akiva. We're going to be the whole idea of the Gemara there is to prove that Ach Bayom Arishon Tashbitu means Erev Pesach. It doesn't mean the first day of Pesach. It means Erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, what's the proof to that? En Tzarich. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't need to give me your proof. As we'll see, that Rabbi Ishmael is going to have a different proof. He's going to prove it from Yeah, Rabbi Ishmael is going to prove it from Lo Tishchat, not Lo Tishachet, Lo Tishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Right? From the Pasuk, Lo Tishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi, Lo Tishchat et HaPesach Ve'adayin Chametz Kayam. I'm quoting from towards the bottom of He Amud Aleph. Right? Rabbi Ishmael says, how do we know it's Erev Pesach that we have to get rid of the Chametz? Because it says that lo tishchat et chametz bizman lo tishchat et pesach bizman shechametz kayam. You can't be shochet the pesach when you still have chametz. When are we shochet the pesach? That's erev pesach. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and he says eno tzarich. That's too much of a worked out limud. I don't have to have that proof. I have a better proof. Hare u'mer ach bayom arishon tashbitu se'o mibatechem. It says bayom arishon you have to be mashbit se'o. Says Rabbi Akiva, so how do I know that means Erev Pesach? because uktiv kol melacha lo ta'asu. It says you're not supposed to do melacha on the Yom Tov. U'matzinu lehav ara she'yav melacha. And guess what? Burning is the av melacha. So how could the Torah tell me bayom arishon tashbitu? El avadai bayom arishon means what? Means erev Pesach, not Pesach itself. What do you see that Rabbi Akiva is taking for granted here? Rabbi Akiva is taking for granted that tashbitu means burning. Right? If according to Rashi, that tashbitu can also mean bitul, what's Rabbi Akiva's proof? I could always say that really, ach bayom arishon tashbitu is the first day of Pesach. Right? Let me finish first. It's the first day of Pesach. And what does tashbitu mean? Tashbitu means bitul. But Rabbi Akiva is learning that tashbitu means havara, to the point that since it means havara, it cannot be obviously that we're talking about the first day of Pesach. We're talking, therefore, the pasuk is talking about the day before Pesach. Bayom Arishon means the day before Pesach, as we will see when we will be more convinced of that when we get to that sugya. Yosef, before I continue and see that inside Tosfot, what did you want to ask? You were very much frustrated just a few moments ago.
Yeah, so basically Tosfot saying, Rashi, your Mahalach is wrong because Rabbi Akiva says differently.
Yeah, because not just Rabbi Akiva.
There's
a problem with the connection today, so I'm sorry if the timing is a little bit off. I apologize. But it's not just because Rabbi Akiva says differently. And then you're going to ask me, so what if Rabbi Akiva, but what about everyone else, right? Is that what you're saying? It's not just that. It's the fact that Rabbi Akiva takes it for granted and nobody else argues with that assumption. You understand? The assumption here is that tashbitu means havara. According to Rashi, it doesn't only mean havara, it means bitul. So what's the proof of Rabbi Akiva? Let's see that in Tosfot. The Tanya Bishmatin, we learned in the Braita in our Sugya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, En Tzarich, Rabbi Ishmael, I don't need your proof. Hare Omer Tashbitu. It says in the Pasuk, Bayom Rishon Tashbitu, Umatzinu Le'avara, Shi'av Melacha. And Havara, burning, is a Melacha. So you see that he holds Tashbitu means Havara, not Bitul. That's question number one on Rashi from the Ri, from Tosfot. Ve'od, and another question against Rashi. De tashbitu amrinan lekaman me'ach chalek. Later on, we're going to see from the word ach, the all-important word ach. Ach, bayom arishon, ach is a divider. Ach is a word that cuts in the middle. So we take that first day, quote-unquote, which is Erev Pesach, and we cut it in the middle. That's chatzot. Right? So we learn from Achalek, Sheu Mishesh Shaot Ulema'ala, that when is it that we have to get rid of the Chametz? When is it Tashbitu? When is the mitzvah of Tashbitu? Mishesh Shaot V'Mala. Of course, we're talking about Midoraita, right? Midoraita, Mishesh Shaot V'Mala. What does that mean, Mishesh? To be exact, what does Shesh Shaot V'Mala mean? From the end of 6 hours. That means, in one word, from midday, from Chatzot and on, that's the time of Tashbitu, and we learn that from Ach Chalek, right? Ve'achar isura lo mehani bitul. Now, according to Rashi, that Tashbitu in the Pasuk is, it means bitul balev. That's how Rashi is translating the Pasuk. So, Ach bayom arishon Tashbitu. Ach means chasot. Tashbitu means bitul. That means you're telling me that I'm supposed to be doing bitul from chatzot and on. Tosfot says, but that's impossible. Ve'achar isura lo mehani bitul, after the time of isur, meaning once the time of isur begins, that's chatzot, when you're not allowed to have chametz anymore, how are you supposed to do bitul? How is bitul going to work? Bitul means I take something that is mine and I nullify it. Can I nullify something that is not mine? I can't. And once it becomes asur, officially it's not mine. So I can't do bitul after 12 o'clock, meaning after chatzot. But according to Rashi, that's what the pasuk is saying. According to Rashi, ach bayom arishon, translate chatzot. Tashbitu, according to Rashi, translate bitul. So the Torah is telling me to do bitul after chatzot, or from chatzot and on. How does that work? How could you do bitul from chatzot? From chatzot is sha'at isur. Sha'at isur renders the chametz ownerless. You're not the owner anymore. It's not yours. It's asur. So how could you do bitul? Bitul only works by the owner. That's the second. So the first question of Tosfot was more of a proof from the simple reading of the words of Rabbi Akiva. The second question is a little bit more of a logical question, that based on Rashi, you're translating the pasuk in a way that cannot work in a practical way. Practically, you, according to Tosfot, you cannot do bitul after chatzot. Because Tosfot is assuming that the mitzvah of tashbitu begins from chatzot. Right? So if tashbitu means bitul, that means bitul is done from chatzot. Says Tosfot, that's impossible. You can't do bitul from chatzot. From chatzot, the chametz is not yours. What's not yours, you cannot do bitul on. Those are the two questions, famous questions of Tosfot. And because of the koach of these questions, Omeri, the grandson of Rashi, deviates from his grandfather's way. He says, I have a different way. Again, what was the question? How do we know that bitul is midoraita? So the Ri says, Rashi's way of saying that it's midoraita in the word tashbitu, I don't agree with. I have two bomb questions on them. So now we come back to the question, what does it mean that midoraita bitul be'almasagi? Where do we see in doraita a concept of bitul? Of chametz? The Omeri, the midoraita bitul be'almasagi, mita'am, for the following reason. The me'achar, who wants to read the next word? Meiro, what's the next word? The me'achar? Is that a lu or a lo? Ah, very good. The me'achar shebitelo, right? Not bitlu. The me'achar shebitlo, that after he was mevatel, bitlu means they, bitlo means he. After he was mevatel, have hefker, it now becomes hefker. Now becomes item that is ownerless. That's hefker. Ve'yatsa mirshuto. And it now is out of his domain. It's out of his ownership. Umutar. Mutar means you're allowed to keep it around even. Once you do bitul, it's hefker. It's not yours. As far as bali re bali matze, it's mutar. You're not over bali re bali matze. Why? Because midika amrinan, later on we're going to learn in the Gemara, aval ataroe shel acherim veshel gavoa. What does it say in the pasuk? The Gemara later on is going to teach us, lo yira'el lecha chametz, velo yira'el lecha se'o. You shouldn't see for yourself chametz. The Gemara learns that word, lecha, for yourself, means your chametz. Your chametz, you're over balirei. But let's say some other Jew, he takes his chametz and he throws it into your window on Pesach. Everybody naturally will get very, you know, will get scared. Oh, chametz! It's not your chametz, don't worry. You're not over on balirei. Of course, you should get rid of it. Don't keep it around. Maybe it's a gluska yafa and someone is going to mistakenly eat it, right? But as far as bali ra'e bali matzeh, that I'm not over. I'm not over on bali ra'e bali matzeh, on chametz that's not mine. Says Tosfot, when I am mevatel the chametz, I render it hefker. Hefker means it's not mine anymore. Once it's not mine anymore, I'm not over on bali ra'e. In other words, Tosfot says, this that the Gemara says, bitul midoraita vebitul be'al masagi, it doesn't mean that the pasuk tells me to do bitul. It means that if you do bitul, the way bitul works, which is hefker, mimela midoraita, it's not yours. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that the Torah says, you're not going to find a word, like Rashi thought too, right? You're not going to find a word, according to Tosfot, that tells you bitul. According to Rashi, that was tashbitu. But no, it doesn't say bitul anywhere in the Torah. But the mechanism of bitul works in such a way that midoraita, you're not over on lo yirae lo yimatze. Why? Because bitul is mitam hefker, according to Shita Tosfot. And hefker midoraita means it's ownerless. You're not the owner. If you're not the owner, you're not over on lo yirae lo yimatze. So that's the Shitata Tosfot. And he ends off with a little question. V'had amrinam benedarim hefker bifnei shlosha. And this that we say in Nedarim, that Hefker normally has to be done in front of three people. Hefker has to be done in front of three people. Question mark. See, Tosfot, on Rashi, this is not a question. Rashi holds, Bitul is namitam Hefker. Right? Bitul is tashbitu, is a form of biur chametz. So it's not because of Hefker. But Tosfot is learning that Bitul goes along with the regular dinim and halachot of Efker. Well, one of those halachot is what? One of those halachot is you have to verbalize your Hefker in front of three people. So where is that? Tosfot says, what are we talking about here? We're talking about Midoraita veBitul veAlmasagi, yeah? Midoraita en sarich. Midoraita, you don't need. That din in the Darim, Daf Memhei, that says that Hefker requires three people to be done in front of them, that's only a requirement midrabanan. But here, what are we talking about? We're learning in Doraita. Midoraita vebitul be'almasagila. Midoraita, there is no such requirement. Hefker, even privately, is considered Hefker midoraita. It's a Rabbanan requirement to do it in front of three. But here, we're talking about Doraita. It seems a little bit from the Tosfot that said that he would hold that if we want to do bitul mitam hefker in accordance with the Rabbanan, we would have to do it in front of three people. It sounds like that. Because it's very nice that Tosfot answered that midoraita en sarich. That's very good. But halakha lemaaseh, we have to fulfill the mitzvah of bitul chametz mid Rabbanan. According to you, Tosfot, that bitul chametz is working with the mechanics of hefker, so then if I want to do it mid Rabbanan, I need to do it in front of three. Since when is a person saying kal chamira v'chamiya in front of three people? I mean, you could have the people of your family, but let's say a person who doesn't have, he's alone. You could say it alone to do, and your yotze bitul. Since when do you need three people? It sounds a little bit from this Tosfot that you need three people, that he would hold a midrabanan you would need. Because bitul is mitam hefker. It's a very interesting thing, no? There is, if you look up, I'll give you a Mare Makom, look up in Tosfot, Bamitzia Daflamed Amudbet. Tosfot, write this down for yourself for a second, Bamitzia Daflamed Amudbet, Dibura Matchil De Afkira. Tosfot over there asks the same question, dealing with the same issue, that you need three people for Hefker, and he gives a different answer there. He says that when it comes to matters of Isur, when the reason why the Hefker is being done is in order to avoid an Isur, then even mid Rabbanan you don't need three people. Because Tosfot explains normally the reason why Rabbanan require three people is in order to prove, it's to validate that you really mean business with this Hefker. If a person is just going to be mafkir la'anim, he's going to say Hefker, and he says it on his own, that's not such a commitment. Midoraita, it works, but Rabbanan require you to prove that you're really committed to what you just said. That's an irregular hefker. But when the reason for the hefker is in order to avoid an isu, such as, for example, the example that Tosfot is talking there in Bamitzia Daflamid Amudbet, is in order, let's say you have you give your kelim to a goy on Shabbat and he's going to use it, and you don't want to be over on Shvitat Kelim, so you're mafkir it. You make it hefker. You release ownership. The reason why you're releasing ownership is in order to avoid isu. Similar to our case here. The reason why you're releasing ownership from the chametz is in order to not be over an bali ra'ev bali matzeh. In that case, when the reason why you're doing it is in order to not be over an isu, then it's anan sahadi. Then we know, we take for granted that you mean what you're saying. You don't need three people. Even midrabanan, you don't need the three people to prove it. So therefore, that's another answer to Tosfot's question over here, that even though midoraita in sarich, but what about midrabanan? Midrabanan also in sarich, says Tosfot in Bamitzia Daflamin, because when it's for the purpose of avoiding a isur, then you, then Rabbanan say, okay, you don't need three people, we believe you, that you mean business with your hefkel. Okay, that's just the side point. But I'd like to focus on the Machloket Rashi and Tosfot here. Shachar?
I had two questions. The first one was...
regards to the Machloket Rashi Tosfot, let's first try quickly to go through the Ramban, what he wrote in his Chidushim, the Chidushei Ramban. So, right away from the beginning of the Masechet, the Chidushei Ramban in the beginning, if you have, does everyone have the page that I sent you today? There are two pages that I sent you? Okay, so we'll skip the first paragraph. It's just an introduction, it's fine. V'ikshu alav betosfot. Let's immediately start from the second paragraph. V'ikshu alav betosfot deha'amrinan ach chalek. Tosfot ask, don't we say in the Gemara, ach chalek, u'mehacha nafkalan isura mitchilat sheva? And from the words ach chalek, we learn that the isur begins from the beginning of the seventh hour, which means from chatzot. Ve'i hashbata bitul hi, and if hashbata is bitul, right? Like Rashi, heichi mehanya levatar isuro. How could bitul work? Mehanya, how could bitul work after the time of isur begins? Ha'amaran de'la birshutei kai. We're going to see a statement later on in our perek that after the time of isur chametz begins, it's dvarim she'enan birshuto shel adam. It's considered not in your rishut. It's considered not in your ownership. Ve'lo matzi mevatele. So Tosfot asks, so how could you do bitul? Bitul can only work if it's still yours. I can't nullify something that's not mine. And from the moment of chatzot, chametz is officially not mine. So how could the pasuk, which is saying ach, which means the moment of chatzot, be telling me bitul in the word tashbitu? Bitul cannot work at that point. Right? Ramban quoted the second question first. And then he quotes the first question second. Ve'od kashya mehadetanya Rabbi Akiva omer eno tzarich. Then the other question of Tosfot was from Rabbi Akiva, who says, you don't need the proof of Rabbi Ishmael. Hare umer ach bayom arishon tashbitu seor umatzinu avara shi'av melacha. So from the words of Rabbi Akiva, what do we see? Alma tashbitu bi'ur davkahu. We see from here that tashbitu means specifically burning. Ubisrefahi. It's talking about burning. Ve'lo mishtamea bitul klal. It doesn't mean bitul at all. Lefichach pirshu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Ramban quotes this in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. We in Tosfot have... As the Ri, it's very possible that they both, and these are brothers, they both said it. The Mashe Amru Bebitul Be'al Masagi, that this that the Gemara says, that Midoraita, it's enough with Bitul, Mishum De Bitul Hainu Hefker. Because Bitul works with the mechanisms of Hefker. Ve'nafka le'u'etera, and the heter comes, which means, how do we know that midoraita, the hefker of chametz works? Because of, mishum sheneemar lecha. It says, lo yira elecha. When are you over in Balirei? That's only if it's yours. Shelcha yetaroi, aval atoroi shel acherim. If it belongs, if it doesn't belong to you, you're not over. Ve'ze eno shelo. And once you're mafkir something, it's not yours. Zehu dat rabotenu atzarfatim bebitul. This is the opinion of our French rabbis, yeah, the Balei HaTosfot. That's their opinion in regards to bitul, that bitul is mita'am hefker. The Ramban is going to have a whole, you know, onslaught here of questions on the shitat rabotenu atzarfatim, who he has tremendous admiration for. The Ramban in many places in Shas always praises the Balei HaTosfot in their greatness. He praises Rabotenu HaTzarfatim. And here, he's going to argue vehemently with this Shita. He's going to stick up for Rashi. Right? Yosef? Ah.
I'm glad he did so.
Yeah. Why? Something is on your mind, I could tell. Not only on your mind, on your heart. What's the issue?
I have to listen to the recording again. I got to listen to it.
Which part? Which part is missing? What's the... begins his questions on the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Number one. V'kashe... אם כן, למה הזכירו כמה פעמים בכל מסכת הזו לשון ביטול? Ramban says a very, very simple question here. He says, can I ask you something, Tosfot? If you're telling me that ביטול works as Hefker, well, Hefker is not a novel word, right? It's something that the Gemara uses all over Shas, right? So how come in Masechet Psachim, all over our perek, we use the word bitul? Why can't you just use the word hefker? If bitul is hefker, how come the Gemara shouldn't just say hefker? That's it. Why does it always use the word bitul? Misani hefker sheshanu chachamim bechol makom? You have anything against the word hefker that is used elsewhere, always in Shas? ולא משתמת תנא למימר בחמץ הפקר, ולא למימר ביטול במקום הפקר בשום מקום בעולם. Ramban says, you'll never find it. In regards to hefker, in regards to chametz, you'll never find the word hefker. You'll always find the word bitul. Doesn't that show you that maybe we're talking about a different concept here? Not the regular concept, all around concept of hefker? He says in Masechet Eruvin, you have a concept of bitul reshut, of being mevatel your domain in order to be able to fulfill eruv. You see over there that the Gemara uses the word bitul, and it's not going with hefker. If a person's mafkir his house, that means other people can come in, you know, and just live there. You were mafkir your house. It's not yours anymore. That's, if you look in the context in Masechet Eruvin, that's not what bitul reshut is. Ela shu oker da'ato miladur im ha-shutafim biyomo, kedei sheyu hem kemi shedarim levadam. He's just nullifying his mind from sharing the house with the partners so that it should be like his neighbors are considered a separate dira. I don't want to go into the whole concept now of bitul reshut and eruvin. The point of the Ramban here is to show that when the Gemara does use the word bitul, such as in eruvin, it's because it's a different concept than the all-around general concept of hefker. So when I see, says the Ramban, that in Masechet Psachim, the word, the connotation that is used, the terminology that is used is bitul and not hefker, that tells me that there's something different here in bitul than hefker. That's question number one. Question number two, ve'od kasheli, next paragraph, she'abitul davar pashutu bagmara belo machloket de bideuraita bitul be'al masagila, right? It seems from our Gemara that nobody argues that bitul works for chametz, right? The Gemara says it as a given. Midoraita bebitul be'al masagila. Nobody argues about it. Ve'ilu behefker, itmar benedarim beperek en ben amudar, de Rabbi Yossi hefker kematana. Ma matana ade'atya lirshut mekabel, lo nafka mirshut noten, af hefker ade'atu lirshut zoche, lo nafki mirshut mafkir. He says, interesting. If you look in Masechet Nedarim, in the perek called En Ben Hamudar, there is a shita of Rabbi Yossi in regards to Hefker. Rabbi Yossi holds that by Hefker works mitzad matana. Now we're asking, let's focus for a second, how does Hefker work, right? Rabbi Yossi holds Hefker works with the mechanisms of matana. Nafkamina. Just like matana, matana means giving a gift. There has to be a giver and there has to be a recipient. And by matana, as long as the recipient did not receive the gift yet, the gift did not leave the domain of the giver. When does it leave the reshut of the giver? Once the recipient receives the gift. So Rabbi Yossi holds the same thing by hefker. He holds hefker works the same way. Until someone comes and picks up the item that you were mafkir, it's still in your domain. It's still under your ownership. When is it that you have released ownership? Not just with the verbalization of hefker. It has to be that someone else was zoche in it. That's according to Rabbi Yossi. Now, we don't hold like that lehalacha. We hold that hefker works the second you said it, you were mafker, it's mufkar, right? But Ramban is asking, but according to you, Tosfot, the bitul works as hefker. At least we should hear in our masechet that there is a machloket that Rabbi Yossi holds that when you choose to use the mechanism of bitul by chametz, you know when you actually let go of your ownership on the chametz? When a goy comes along and takes it. Kol zman shelo zacha bo eino yehudi over, as long as a goy did not come and take that chametz that you were mevatel, you're over. We don't see anywhere in Masechet Psachim that the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yossi. Doesn't say that. The Gemara just says, bitul be'al masagi. You be mevatel, you nullify, gamarnu. It doesn't say, ve'aliba de Rabbi Yossi, lo sagi. It's not enough until a guy comes and takes it. Doesn't say that. If it's going mitzad hefker, the Gemara L'chaorah should have said that because that's how hefker works according to Rabbi Yossi. That's question number two of the Ramban. And question number three, ve'od stam hefker b'fnei shlosha havi hefker b'fnei shnayim lo havi hefker ve'hacha mevatlo belibo. This is basically the question that Tosfot asked at the end, right? That hefker usually has to be done in front of three or in front of two, whatever. But over here, our Gemara always says, mevatlo belibo v'dayo. The Gemara says that many times. You mevatel in your heart, and that's enough. In your heart means that you're the only one who knows about it, right? It's not in front of two, it's not in front of three. So what do you mean it's working mitzad hefker? Okay, so Tosfot already answered that one. Tosfot said, mideoraita eno tzarich. Mideoraita, you don't need three people, you don't need two people. Okay, so we'll move on to question number four of the Ramban. Question number four, ve'od kasheli. Ve'od kasheli. She'itiru bitul b'shabbat. We see explicitly later on in our Masechet that bitul chametz can be done on Shabbat. In fact, Rabotai, we're going to be doing that this year. Guess what? This year, Erev Pesach is chal on Shabbat. So you're going to be doing although the actual burning of the chametz we're going to do on Erev Shabbat, on the 13th of Nisan this year. Yeah, this year, you know, it makes sense. 2020, everything is lopsided. So, you know, this year, Erev Pesach is going to be Shabbat. That's a whole to-do. We'll get to it, Bezat Hashem. Hashem should give us life, and we'll talk about it then. But Erev Shabbat, I think last time it happened was quite a few years ago. At least like 10 years ago. I don't remember it. But, but Bitul, meaning the statement of Kal Chamira v'Chamiyadi Ka Birshuti deChazite udeLa Chazite deBiarte udeLa Biarte Livtil veLehve Kafadara. We're saying it on Shabbat. We're going to say it on Shabbat, and that comes beFerush Kedetanya Mevatlo beLibo Echad Shabbat beEchad Yom Tov. You could do it on Shabbat. You could do it on Yom Tov. Bitul works even on Shabbat. Asks the Ramban on Tosfot. According to you, that bitul works mitam hefker, v'halo hefker, nir'e she'asur le'adam la'afkir nechasav b'shabbat. The Ramban says, we're going to see Rishonim that jump on the Ramban on this point, but the Ramban says, it seems that hefker is something that is a desecration of Shabbat. You cannot do hefker on Shabbat. Where does he get that from? Kinyan she'shaninu en makdishim. That we don't make hekdesh on Shabbat. Gezera mishum mekach u'memkar. It's a rabbanan isu to do hekdesh, to be makdish something. It's a person goes to an item, an animal or some vessel, and he says, this is mukdash for the Beit HaMikdash. I am I am hereby declaring it sacred, making it hekdesh, consecrating. That was the word I was looking for. I'm consecrating something for the Mikdash. You're not supposed to do that on Shabbat. It's midrabanan, you're not allowed. Mishum gezerah av mekach umemkar. It's a form of a transaction, and we're not supposed to do that on Shabbat. Ramban says, I think that hefker would fall in line with that as well, under the category of something that's asum midrabanan, mishum gezerah av a transaction. So if it's hefker, if bitul is hefker, how could you do bitul on Shabbat? And a fifth question to top it all off, the od kasheli, sheshanu chachamim bechol makom evatlo belibo, that you could do it. You don't have to verbalize. You do it in your heart. Although we do verbalize to be yotze lechol adeot, but essentially you could do bitul with thinking in your mind. Hefker bepehu. Hefker, we know, hefker has to be articulated. Hefker has to be verbalized. You cannot just think in your mind, hefker. So why over here, if bitul is mitam hefker, why does the Gemara always say, mevatlo belibo vedayo? And a sixth question, which is sort of an extension of the fifth question. Look on the top of the second column. Another doubt I have here, he says. Sharishonim kulam amru bebitul. You know, in regards to what the nusach of bitul is, the formula, the wording of bitul, all the Rishonim write the following. That I have to consider it like afra de'ara, like the dust of the earth. And the Yerushalmi also says, Pirshorav, kelashon hazeh pirshorav, amar, tzarich sheyomar, that you have to say, kol chametz sheyesh li betoch beti ve'eni yodea bo, yibatel. Anything that I have, any chametz I have in my house and I don't know about, yibatel should be batel. End of quote. Says the Ramban towards Tosfot, eni yodea im adam mafkir belashon hazeh. Since when a person who's mafkir, does he need to have this whole harachaman, this whole nusach, this whole to-do? When a person is mafkir something, does he have to say, I consider it like the dust of the earth? You just say, Hare ze hefker. All Shas is filled with that. Hare ze hefker, finito, that's it. You don't need to give me this whole song and dance, ke'afra de'ara. And yet when it comes to bitul chametz, we do find that that is the nusach. Once again, isn't this an indication that bitul is something a little bit different than hefker? It's not working mitam hefker? So these are six questions that the Ramban asks on Tosfot. So therefore, if you turn the page to the next one, you'll see that in the paragraph beginning with the words ve'efshar ve'nachon hu lomar kedivrei Rashi, says the Ramban, we can afford to say like Rashi. He chooses to learn the pshat of the Gemara, midoraita bitul ve'almasagi, like Rashi. We could, and we'll handle Tosfot's two questions, Ramban is saying. Efshar ve'nachonu, it is more correct to go like Rashi. De nafkalan mi'midrash tashbitu, that we learn it out from the meaning of the word tashbitu. De hachi kama rachmana. Here's what the pasuk is saying. I'm on the top of the second page in the Chiddush Ramban. Tashbitu oto miseor velo yirae seor ela sheyehe be'enecha kesaruf. You hear what Ramban is embellishing here, together with Rashi. He's saying with the tashbitu is havara. That's true. It means burning, but it's deeper than that. It means bitul. But what type of bitul? That you are considering it as if it is burnt. Tashbitu. Look at it as if it is burnt. That's the ke'afra de'ara. You hear that? Isn't that beautiful? The Ramban is saying, he's winking at us right now. He's saying that's the pshat of leveleve ke'afra de'ara. It means I'm considering it burnt. When you burn something, it turns into ashes, into efer, into afar. that you don't care for its existence. How do we know this? From the fact that the Torah did not just use the simple word. It could have just said, burn it. That's it. If all you mean is that we should burn the chametz, say the word burn. Say tisrefu, or at least say the word tevaru, right? Sha'ar bishar isurim biuran ktiv baem. In other isurim, it doesn't hold back. The Torah uses the word to burn. Mizbechotem titotzun v'asherehem tisrefun ba'esh. By avodah zarah, it says the word srefa. How come it doesn't say srefa by chametz? Mikol makom bitul kishmo. That's why the Torah uses the word tashbitu, because bitul means as is. What does that mean? What does it mean to nullify? Sheivatlo beribo mitorat chametz ve'no rotze bikiyumo. As far as you're concerned, in your heart, I don't care for the existence of that piece of bread. V'kachu mashmaut hashbata bechol makom. In fact, if you know a good Hebrew, says the Ramban, if you know good Lashon HaKodesh, that's what the meaning of hashbata is in many places. Hashbata means cessation from existence. Keinyan velo tashbit melach berit Elohecha. Like it says in Parashat Vayikra, make sure that you have salt by every korban. So how does the Torah say? Lo tashbit melach berit Elohecha. Do not omit melach from the mizbeach. So you see, the word hashbata is omission. Lo tevatel. And that's the meaning of shvita, bitul, just like on Shabbat, for example, right? Shabbat is a lashon of shvita. What does it mean? To become batel. Batel means from melacha, not to do melacha, to stop. So ashbata means cessation, it means a stoppage, whether of work or of existence. In fact, I didn't look inside to check to see that if we have this gilsa in the Unkelus, but the Ramban seems to be saying that the Unkelus on the Pasuk Tashbitu is Tevatlun Chamira, to be Mevatel the Chametz. Oh, that's mamash like Rashi. Vezeu she'amu b'gemara b'pshitut, atu b'dikat Chametz d'oraitai mid'rabanani, the bitul b'al masagila. Velo mi'tura de'katuv, it's not from, that's why the Gemara says it pashtut. You see, if it would be from an extra word, I think he's hinting at another question at Tosfot here. If it's from an extra word in the Pasuk, like Geloi Ra'e Lecha, how could the Gemara just say it like a simple given, a simple statement? Midoraita bitul be'al masagi. If we're learning it from like a drush, the Gemara should tell us where we're learning it from. From the fact that the Gemara says it as a given, that means that's the pshat of the word. That means the simple translation in first grade of the word tashbitu is bitul. Alma pashtedikra vebitul hu. Umatzati be'alachot gedolot, ubatar, and I found in the Bahag, ubatar de badik mevatel. After you do bedikat chametz, you're mevatel. Dichtiv tashbitu seomi batechem. The Ramban gives Rashi a friend here. He says, the Bahag, right? That's an earlier Rishon even than Rashi. The Bahag wrote, after Bedika, you do Bitul, and what does he add? Dichtiv Tashbitu. He brings the Pasuk of Tashbitu. Vezehu Midrasho Shel Rashi. That fits in with the Midrash. Midrash meaning with the explanation of Rashi. So now what we have to do is, Rashi looks very good, but what about the questions that Tosfot asked? Uma shikshu abotenu atzarfatim midedarshin ach chalek. Betashbitu, yeah. Ena kushya. Deki amart nami taviru. Heach tziva levaer achar chatzot. The Ramban says, I'll turn the question right back at you, Tosfot. Let's repeat the second. This he's referring to the second question here. What was the second question of Tosfot? That how could you do bitul after the time of the isur, right? After, it says, Ach bayom arishon, Ach is the point of Chatzot. Tashbitu means bitul according to Rashi. From Chatzot to do bitul, it's not yours to do bitul, right? So Ramban says, Tosfot, one second. And according to you, that tashbitu simply means burning. It works out that the Torah is telling me to burn the chametz after Chatzot, from Chatzot and on. That also should not work, because that means you're burning chametz that doesn't belong to you anymore. Don't you have to be mekayem the mitzvah of burning the chametz on chametz that belongs to you? Ramban says, even if you say tavilu, even if you want to say that it means burning, like Tosfot tells us, how does it make sense that the Torah is telling us to be meva'er, to burn the chametz after chatzot? But you're already over on it. It's already asur for you to have it. Ela, rather, and here's the answer, rather, what does the Torah mean? And Bezat Hashem, tomorrow, we'll pick up from this point. And we'll explain the fundamental machloket between Rashi and Tosfot based on the chakira of the Minchat Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud of Tashbit, or Mitzvah Tet, which Mitzvah? In Mitzvah Tet. Yeah. Mitzvah Tet, the famous Chakira of the Minchat Chinuch, how to learn the Mitzvah of Tashbitu, that's what is the machloket here could be between Rashi and Tosfot. So the Ramban is saying, what does the Torah mean? Ela sheyehe mevo'ar. That by the time of Chatzot, it should have been already gotten rid of. O mevutal bechatzot kama rachmana. Hashem is saying that by Chatzot it should be mevutal. Hashem is not saying that from Chatzot you should be mevatel. Tosfot was learning, and we'll see why. Tosfot was learning that from Chatzot you have to do havara. So therefore it cannot be bitul. The Ramban says that's not what it means. It means at Chatzot, by Chatzot. It should already be mevo'ar. It should already be consumed. Or it should already be mevutal. Oh, so that's, therefore there's no question on Rashi. As far as that question, it's not a question on Rashi anymore. And what about the other question? The other question that Rabbi Akiva said, "Havara is av melacha." Oh, you see, he's learning that tashbitu is burning. It's not bitul. Ena kushya. It's not a kushya. The atu biur lav deoraita hi. What isn't biur deoraita? Ela kol shemevaer vaday mashbit hu. Any way of biur, you are mashbit. This is what the Torah is saying. That get rid of the seor from your house. So the way to do it with your hands is by burning it. Right? But from the fact that the Torah did not outright say tisrofu, shma mina bitul bepe nami bitulu. Mashma bitul bepe is also. Which means he's answering. When Rabbi Akiva is proving that it means Erev Pesach, he's not learning that Tashbitu is only Havara as in burning. When Rabbi Akiva said, Matzinu Havara de'av melachahu. Oh, so you see, he holds that Tashbitu is only burning. No, he doesn't mean to say that Tashbitu is only burning. He'll agree that Tashbitu also means to be Meva'er Bepeh, to get rid of it verbally, which means with Bitul. But what's the proof that it means Erev Pesach? Because included in Tashbitu is two Pirushim. Tashbitu means two things, two ways how to get rid of the Chametz. One verbally, Bitul, and one actively, burning. So since both of these pirushim are in the word tashbitu, it has to be that it's at the time that you can do both pirushim. When can you do both burning and bitul? That's only on Erev Pesach. But it's not to exclude bitul. Therefore, it's not a question on Rashi. So those are the answers. Those are the questions of the Ramban on Shitata Tosfot. And these are the answers of the Ramban on the two questions of Tosfot on Rashi. Seems that the Ramban is going all in with Shitat Rashi. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow when we'll continue, we'll explain it based on what's the machloket here between Rashi and Tosfot, based on the Chakira of the Minchat Chinuch. And we'll add a few more points to that as well.